from coast to coast and around the world. This is Kaleidoscope, America's most exciting radio magazine. Stay tuned for more.
Hello and welcome to Ultra Mega OK, a show dedicated to video game music of all kinds. I am your host, DJ Czar. That last intro song we had was from SimCity. It was a remix called City Lights by Odigy. It's about 46 seconds long, and I still love it anyway. I found it on VG Mix back before the site went down, and that's generally going to be the theme for again for today. Because I just find it interesting that they have these remixes that have just some of them have been lost over time, you know, and some of them are kind of neat. And I even like that one, even though it's pretty much just a straight cover of the theme. But an example of a track that I think might have been lost over time, this, I'm pretty sure this is not on OC Remix, but not knowing Shale Riley, he might have put it somewhere else. But either way, Shale Riley is a remixer that's done a few songs, mostly joke songs, and or at least last I checked. And he did the infamous Music of My Groin remix, which is great. And I love Shale's stuff. It's really catchy and it's very happy. And this one was a big favorite of mine when I got it off of VG Mix. And it's pretty simple, but it has a kind of goofy feel to it. And it reminded me of how much fun I had playing this game as a kid. But either way, this is by Shale Riley. This is from Double Dragon, and this is Dragons of the Old West.
Silver.
Look, guys, it's Uncle Shale! Yay!
Yay!
Did you come to play a song about your groin, Uncle Shale?
Well, actually, I came to play a song about the two toughest hombres these here slums have ever seen. And their names are Billy and Jimmy Lee.
Dragons of the Old West by Shale Riley, originally from Double Dragon. Not sure where you can find that remix nowadays. If Shale has a site, I'm sure, I'm not sure, it might be up there. I did that remix a very long time ago. Most of these date back to 2002 or 2003, as an example. And on the internet, that's about a million years. So some of you might be a bit more difficult to find than others. And one of the things about VG Mix that you had to kind of get past to really appreciate most of the stuff there was that a lot of it was, you know, compared to stuff like OC Remix, where you had a lot of really high-class samples and you had a judges panel where it would weed out anything that sounded, you know, bad, generally. But VG Mix didn't have any of that. And so I have a lot of really junky remixes on my computer as a result. But the thing is, I have a lot of leeway for stuff from VG Mix because considering, like, anything that even stood out remotely to me made a difference. And a lot of the stuff, despite, like, you know, holdbacks, like, for example, Dr. Fruitcake, who was limited by, I think, a MIDI synthesizer, but he was a really good arranger, you know, stuff like that. So you just pass the sound to what you could do with the song. And sometimes it was just a nostalgia factor that would have me keep the remix over time. And this is kind of a combination of both those things in a way. This remix is fairly simple. It doesn't really, you know, do a lot with the theme, if I remember right. But, you know, I have a lot of fondness for this music. And, you know, the remixes of this theme are like a dime a dozen. You know, it's like the dawn of video game remixing. The first track was probably Terra from FF6, and then it was followed by Still More Fighting, possibly One Winged Angel, and then Dr. Wily's Castle from Mega Man 2. And, you know, it's just one of those things you get used to. And this one in particular is just a version of the theme that I kind of liked. It's kind of got a grungy sound to it that I enjoyed. By the way, this is by a remixer known as Standby. This is from Final Fantasy VII, I'm sorry. And this is Galvanized Boss.
We'll be right back.
That was Galvanized Boss from Final Fantasy VII by a remixer known as Standby. And we'll be back for more after these messages.
Hey, what's that on your chin? And there's something on your nose. Actually, there's stuff all over your face. Don't worry, it's not crumbs from a late afternoon cupcake. It's the gunk left by your not-so-cleansing cleanser. See, Biore cleansers don't just move dirt around your face. Biore gets rid of dirt. The Biore Dirt Lock system surrounds oil and makeup so they rinse away completely, leaving absolutely clean skin. So wash your face with Biore cleansers and smile. Just check for spinach in your teeth. Biore. Clean. Honest.
It sits there looking like a candy bar in a nice orange wrapper, right? Reese's Nutrageous. Then you take a bite and it blows your eyeballs to Pluto, kicks your ribs to the roof of your mouth, pounds your taste buds into a simpering puddle of pulp and leaves you for dead. Want one, don't ya? Reese's Nutrageous. So loaded.
Chocolate?
You don't eat it. You survive it.
And we're back with Ultra Mega OK, a show dedicated to video game music of all kinds. I'm your host, DJ Zar. I mentioned the four probably top remix tracks a few minutes ago. I should have replaced One Winged Angel with something from Chrono Trigger. Probably the main theme from Chrono Trigger, because that gets remixed way more. And it's funny because One Winged Angel is generally, you know, assumed among most video game nerds to be the best song ever. But nobody can remix it very well, pretty much. I mean, I have like a few One Winged Angel remixes, not a lot. And most of them suck, to be honest. There's only like one or two that ever actually stood out to me as being, you know, competently done. But either way, as I mentioned before, there are a few things that you would, you know, tend to forgive with VG Mix remixes, because a lot of them were really all over the place. And if it had like some redeeming quality about it, I would hang on to it. And this one in particular I thought was an interesting remix. I feel like this band, or this group of people, or even if it was one remixer pretending to be a band, I can't really remember, it's been a very long time. But I feel like they had maybe a whole CD planned out, like a medley, because, like, these songs start very abruptly and they end very abruptly. And I feel like they're kind of supposed to lead into each other. This was just a segment of, like, a medley or something like that. But either way, I hung on to it because it stood out at the time. I mean, like, when I was on VG Mix, cookie cutter techno remixes were all over the place. So anything that did anything different stood out to me. And as a result, this one was kind of a very hardcore metal rock kind of thing, stood out to me. It was from a game that I really enjoyed, it was from a song that I really liked, and even though this is very much kind of a wall of sound sort of feel to it where it comes on, you're like, oh my god, you know, that kind of thing. And the drum kit, as many people pointed out in the reviews, is not very strong. I ended up hanging on to it because I had a kind of a fondness for it, you know, it was something different back then, and that was, you know, that was nice. But either this is by a band or a remixer, I'm gonna go with remixer, I guess, called Ater Draconis. This is from Zelda 3, The Link to the Past. This is Forest Shadows. That was Forest Shadows by Entre Draconis from Zelda Link to the Past. And I might have mentioned this before, but The Lost Woods from Link to the Past is one of my favorite Zelda songs in the entire history of the series. So I will put up with a lot for any kind of remix of that theme, because I love it so much and it's so underappreciated. I don't really like that one. It's got a kind of nice feel to it. And I wonder what Entre Draconis ever went up to. I wonder if they just vanished off the internet completely, or they've changed their name and are on DOD now. Or I don't know. Who knows? But this next track is one that you can actually find pretty easily, because this actually made it onto OC Remix. And that's ocremix.org, that's OCREMIX.org. And it was kind of nice to see it there, because I got it off of VG Mix first, you know. This is back when OC Remix had, like, a huge queue, which lasted, like, months. So sometimes you went to VG Mix and you could find stuff by, you know, big-name remixers before it made it onto OC, even though it would eventually do so. So I could have things months in ahead and be like, woo, you know. But this is one of those, and I don't know if this guy ever came back, if this is the only remix he ever did, but I got him off of VG Mix, and when he put it on OC Remix, he changed the name. And I can't remember offhand what the name was, but it felt very generic to me, and I actually liked the VG Mix name he gave it much better, because at least it stood out. But the one on OC is generic from what I can recall, and the thing is I can't remember what it was called, but the remixer's name is the same. So if you go and look for this, you'll be able to find it. And this is, given the general quality of VG Mix remixes, you can probably see why this one would have stood out to me. This is from Chrono Trigger. This is by a remixer called J-Drive. And he called this From Wood Sword to Katana before he changed it. Thank you. That was from Wood Sword to Katana by J-Drive, originally from Chrono Trigger. I love how it feels to such a satisfying conclusion to me. All right, we'll be back with more. We'll be back for more after these messages.
Double your pleasure, double your fun.
That's the statement of the great man.
Double income.
Double your sentiment, your merriment. Double your moment of fun. Double your delightment with the right mint.
My friend John and I think the road rules. We've got lots of ideas on where to go. Unfortunately, we're a little low on bucks. I'm thinking we're going nowhere fast. Then John found out about this Greyhound 2-for-1 companion fare. We can go just about any place, anytime, and we only pay for one ticket. Two for the price of one. And there's no hassles, because we only have to buy our ticket 3 days before we go. So John, if you're listening, I got one thing to say. You the man.
The Greyhound 2-for-1 companion fare. Call now for details. Special conditions apply.
And we're back with Ultra Mega OK, a show dedicated to video game music of all kinds. I'm your host, DJ Zar. I played some Music Brothers Remixer last week, quite a bit of it, actually. But I really like his stuff, and if I remember it, I'm just going to think of it. I think I actually have his real name written here, but I'm almost positive this is the same guy. But either way, this remix it comes from a fairly obscure old PC game. It was something that played a big part of my childhood. And it's interesting, because this game is commonly criticized for having ridiculously difficult puzzles. And that is a complaint that is very well justified, because it did. It had some really stupidly hard puzzles. And it's kind of amazing that they expected you to get these puzzles in some ways. I mean, there are like friggin' tropes named after this game for this reason. And it's completely true. The game was extremely hard. And the thing was, actually, I went and played it again recently, and the acting in it is so bad. It would, like, it's in the very, very, very early days of FMV PC games. And that means this is way before any professional actors, this is way before any real good technology for this. You know, it's just like it's terrible. And it's terrible in a hilarious way. And in that way, I would recommend checking this game out, because the cinematic cutscenes are just hilarious. But either way, I used to spend a lot of time watching my big brother play this game. And I would try and help him through the puzzles, but given I was pretty young at the time, I wasn't a big help. But I remember once we actually got at least like 6 people all together around the computer, and we were all watching this one puzzle, and we were all shouting suggestions on how to solve the puzzle, you know, that kind of thing. And it's something I have a lot of fondness for. And even though there was not a very, you know, pervasive soundtrack, I mean, there was probably like 1 or 2 songs in the entire game, it was it's a theme that's kind of stuck with me over the years. And I thought this rendition of it really kind of captures this sort of sad, melancholy sound to it that I feel like really fits the game. But this is by Mark Dillon, who I believe is the alias of Disturbed, the old piano remixer I was playing for you before. This is from The Seventh Guest, and this is Post the Living. Close to the Living from The Seventh Guest. A remixer known as Mark Dillon, at least I saw that written down here, and I'm pretty sure that was that's the alias of Disturbed. He was a person who did a lot of piano remixes back on VG Mix of the Day, and that was back when piano remixes were fairly rare, so that's why I hung on to it. And also, he did remixes from games that nobody ever did anything from. From what I can remember, he had a website, at least he had a website back then, because I downloaded a few things off of it when he decided where VG Mix went down, or he linked to it at some point, I checked it out. But I recommend checking it out, but either way, I would like to thank you for listening to Ultra Mega OK, and I recommend tuning in next week for more of the same here in the Kaleidoscope Radio Network. And again, thank you for listening.
From coast to coast and around the world, this is Kaleidoscope, America's most exciting radio magazine. Stay tuned for more.